Students need to stay engaged when it comes to racial equality. That was the message Wednesday in a speech at the University of North Florida by a key figure in U.S. civil rights history. Carlotta Walls Lanier was the youngest member of the Little Rock Nine, the black students who were the first to integrate an Arkansas high school in the 1950s following the Supreme Court's ruling on segregation in Brown v. Board of Education. Lanier says the first time she publicly spoke about her experience was at a school at a small town in Colorado some 30 years later.
And I'll never forget this young man in the back of the room who said to me with a red face, "Why is it that we don't know about this?"
She says that incident inspired her to go around and speak to students about what it was like as a 14-year-old sophomore facing an angry mob in the Arkansas National Guard, which the governor called in to keep the nine from entering the school.
I say to young people to stay vigilant, to understand what is going on, and speak up. They have a voice.
Lanier now serves as the president of the Little Rock Nine Foundation, a nonprofit that aims to create equal opportunity in education. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.